Welcome back to another edition of the Wobcast. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw, coming to you from Xfinity Studios at Winter Park, coming to you after a loss to the Detroit Lions at home. But our guest today, despite the loss, played very well. In fact, the entire Vikings defense played well in this game, has been playing well most of the season, and a large reason for that is the play of cornerback Josh Robinson, who is the guest today. Welcome into the show, Josh.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
Yeah, how you feeling coming out of that Lions game? I know it stings because it's a loss, but how'd you come out of the game?
I came out healthy.
Good.
And, as well as most of our defensive players, which is good, you know, moving forward. And that's what we'll do, keep moving forward.
You know, football is such a team game, but whether it's practices or analyzing performances, it gets compartmentalized a lot. And you guys as a defensive backs group and then as a defense as a whole played very well, yet it came in a loss. So how do you, the day after a game, how do you manage those two? You know, it's a dichotomy. I mean, how do you handle those two separate feelings?
Well, you really just got to focus on the things that you can improve on. You know, we did a lot of things well the other day, and now we just got to try to improve the things that we didn't do well. You know, coming up on screens, making better plays on screens, and continue to stop the run.
You are off to a very good start this season through six games. You are you're way up there in team rankings and pass breakups. I believe you had your seventh of the season. You got a couple of interceptions. Only Harrison Smith is beating you in that category. What's been key for you so far this season?
Really just getting better in my techniques. You know, Coach Zim came in with some techniques that we had to learn, and, you know, he really just stressed those techniques. The focus on those didn't give us a lot of tools to work with, but gave us one tool that, you know, could help us, and that's what I'm trying to do, you know, focus on that technique and continue to improve on it and make plays.
When people think of you, they think of your speed. That's the number one. That's the most visible trait, I think, in for Josh Robinson. But is that the one that you think you rely on the most, or what is the physical trait? Or I guess we could take into account your mental ability as well. But what do you think is your top trait that makes you a solid corner?
I think my speed is the biggest thing. You know, it helps me, especially with coverage. You know, knowing that I can run with most receivers, it helps me with knowing I don't have to put too much emphasis on deep routes because I can run with them, you know, especially in press coverage. So, really, I think that's the biggest thing that's been beneficial for me.
And then what would you say, conversely, what's next step for you, do you think? What's the thing you got to do to take the next step?
I think I got to be more physical. You know, Times where I just rely on speed on plays, and when I could be more physical and jam receivers and get off blocks and things like that. But that's the really thing. That's what I'm putting the most focus on right now is being physical.
But that's tricky now because of how the rules are playing out. I mean, it's, mm-hmm. you know, they're very – strict in some of the enforcement, aren't they, on contact?
Yeah, they always say it's an offensive league, so yeah. Things are kind of geared towards them. But as a defender, you just learn to play within the rules. You know, you learn to do your job within the rules. Sometimes you get called for some things that you don't like, but you keep playing. You know, you can't make every play, but try to make the most of them.
Is there a feeling out process because for you in each game? Because referees are doing the best they can to enforce the rules the way they believe they should be enforced. But at the end of the day, a lot of it is a judgment call for the referees. Whether it's illegal contact, is it after 5 yards or within 5 yards? Because if it's after, it's illegal. If mm-hmm. it's within, it's mm-hmm. legal. So they're doing the best they can to enforce it. But for you and for all your guys on defense, do you have to feel that out each game to see how the officials are going to call it?
Yeah, you never know. You have some refs that actually come up to you and let you know, hey, you were a little too late on that jam or
yep.
something like that. So you really, most of the time, most refs will give you a warning that first time unless it's blatant or just clear as day. Mm-hmm. But other than that, they'll let you know.
You guys have faced some pretty good quarterbacks so far this season. I mean, Tom Brady and mm-hmm. Drew Brees and Aaron Rodgers. This week it was Matthew Stafford, who actually is the first quarterback in NFL history with 4,500 yards passing in three of his first five seasons. So, I mean, you guys have been through the ringer in terms of quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. Do you guys ever sit around and talk about that?
Not too much. You kind of know that when you're in this division that, okay, you're going to face some good quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And then, you know, when you have guys like Tom Brady come in and play, you got to play against them. You realize, okay, man, it's going to get real interesting this year as far as quarterback situations. And you look forward to it. You accept the challenge and you like the challenge.
It doesn't – I mean – on paper, it looks like it gets easier with Kyle Orton in Buffalo this week and then Mike Glennon, perhaps, in Tampa Bay the week after. Mm-hmm. But as you're saying, when you get to this level of football, it's really there's never really an easy matchup, and you can't really take anyone lightly.
Oh, yeah, any given Sunday. You know, I know a lot of people have seen that movie. A lot of people have watched college football and seen all the upsets that's been going on and see upsets going on in the NFL as well. You know, any week a team can lose, you know, and you just got to put their best foot forward and grind.
So this week we have Robert Woods, who's a very good receiver from University of Southern California in his second season. Then, of course, Sammy Watkins. And I also think the Bills are they're sneaky good with their running backs as pass catchers as well. So the challenge will be pretty stiff this week as well, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You got some guys who can run. You know, you got C.J. Spiller coming out of the backfield, so another guy that we have to watch on screens and things like that. But I think we'll get the job done. You know, we really need a win to put this team in the right direction, and that's what we're going to focus on getting.
You like playing for the Vikings, playing for Mike Zimmer?
Oh, yeah, I love it. I tell people all the time I think he's a good coach. You know, he's helped me in my career. He's helped this defense improve in a lot of different areas, and I think we're going to continue to see things improve and ultimately get towards wins and get to our goals.
All right, before we go, I'm gonna name some players on our roster, and I want you your snap judgment on them. You tell me what you think about them so far, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Captain Munnerlyn.
Awesome.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, he's an awesome guy. He's pretty good.
Okay. Anthony Barr.
Beast.
Okay. Teddy Bridgewater.
Beast.
We gotta get more creative here, okay?
Let's see. Teddy Bridgewater, man. Calm.
Yeah, he is calm. All right, I got two more. Jerick McKinnon.
Agile.
Okay. And John Sullivan.
Consistent.
All right. Very good, man. Hope you guys have a good week of practice and good luck in Buffalo, all right?
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.